Jamie, a great 3 points. You left it late, and I'm sure Castle Finn will feel that they deserve something out of it.
To be fair, I felt there probably wasn't a wild lot in the game, to be fair. At 1-0, Luke had a great chance to make it 2-0. And then when Jordy scored for them, he had a couple of good efforts there, and there was one of them, and I thought it was in now. So listen, we keep going to the end, and we get the goal the last minute. So that's what it's about, like, just to keep going, and tell the boys that.
Well, they beat you comprehensively enough when you met last time, so nice to reverse things.
Oh, I always listen, and to be fair, Chris, they were good value for it today in Castle Fun. We have no complaints, and to be fair to them, they're probably a wee bit disappointed. They probably were maybe deserved a point there, but listen, we'll take the 3 points. That's football at times. I know sometimes you come out on the right side and sometimes you come out on the wrong side. Today we come out on the right side, which is the main thing.
Both teams trying to play a bit of football, and credit to everybody here. I mean, the pitch in great condition considering the time of year and all the rain we've had.
No, exactly, Chris. Listen, I thought it was, to be fair to both teams, there was very little long balls in it. It was all trying to keep it down. And listen, the pitch is great credit to the club. Listen, there's people there in the committee and there's people there for years. Never thought we'd see what we have now between the pitch and the AstroTurf. And there was a time if it had been the old pitch, Chris, where you wouldn't have been here today, I can tell you. But no, listen, that pitch is fantastic, and credit to everybody in the club for that. And hopefully now we can keep things going the way they're going.
And how do you see this promotion battle panning out? I mean, are Kerrykeels the one to catch?
I would say that you have to think they are the ones to catch. Listen, they beat us well in Kerrykeel as well. I thought, do you know what I mean? But listen, no, listen, there's four or five. Don't, even though we've won today, don't rule out Castle Finn, your Milfords. I'm not, Rathmullen's playing Kerrykeel today. I'm not sure how that went. Rathmullen, we played Rathmullen twice now, I know, and I thought they were a decent side. So I don't, do you know what I mean? I don't know. And then get over Celtics and around the mix there too. So there's, if you look at the table, there's four or five teams there all, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So listen, as I keep saying, people laugh at me. This time last year, no more than I said to the boys before the game, we were trying to get out of our relegation battle, at least we're at the right end of the table, whatever happens from here. Like, yeah. I keep saying that, like, but them young fellas, they're fantastic players. Like, do you know what I mean? The majority have come through the club ranks, and that's what it's about for me. Like, do you know what I mean?
So maybe on account of this, you know, a little bit of momentum.
Again, we probably felt today against Convoy we lost a wee bit of momentum, but that's, I thought Convoy were good in the day. We just never got going on the day, so they were value for their point that day. I have no qualms about it, and I told the Convoy lads that I thought they were very good value for their point. But as I say, it might get a wee bit of momentum into our season now again. But listen, as I say, them young fellas on there, don't give in. Some of them, I've had them at under 14s and under 16s, so they know what I want, and I know what you don't panic with them, you just let them, they'll find a way most times for us, hopefully.